We have a tremendous amount of wonderful tunes that have been sent in lately, all applicable to things that have happened within the last 2 or 3 days.
Robert Berg is writing every single day. Steve Lipton is singing and staying up too late. Littles round the world are recording songs at an alarming rate. They're setting to music what Tony said today.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for October 15th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show, and today's episode is brought to you by TKJingles.com, where every day is a new day to hear some blatant stupidity. TKJingles.com. Visit it today, leave a comment, let folks know how much you like these songs. Today's episode of the podcast is dedicated to the quick turn jingle, a phenomenon that really has increased in frequency over the past year, and something that I generally am not a big fan of, A, because it's kind of overrated. I mean, these songs generally take 20 minutes to put together, so doing something about a topic from the day before, to me, isn't that all that impressive. Usually, you know, you want to craft it and make it funny and really build something, but occasionally there's a story so stupid, so interesting, or an idea that's so great, you just feel compelled that you have to do it that day and get it in the next day. And Tony and Nigel especially love that quick turn, the collaboration aspect of it. So they're always going to feature those songs. So last week, they mentioned 4 or 5 songs in a single episode that Tony wanted to play. They were only able to get to 2 of them. So I'm going to play what I think is the 5 representative ones from that time period to open this podcast. Then we're going to feature some of the recent songs from the past week at tkjingles.com, along with some bonus tunes, and as always, a fun mailbag. So the one I wanted to start with here is from Brad Weiss, set to Time of the Season. I just thought this was so damn funny. And Brad, you know, really was lazy here. This took like, I don't know, 48 hours to turn around or 36 hours. It wasn't the next day. So he was denied airtime for that reason. But it's hilarious, and I thought it was the best of this set, so I wanted to put it up front. And then the next two, these were posted within 30 seconds of each other. And it just goes to show the obsessive nature of TK Jingles and the affirmation of being on Tony's show and what it can do to you. I had this idea to do something about the intern, Kate the intern, and Tony asking her to fill his car with tires. And I wanted it to be something about her plight, about how it just wasn't right, but she was sucking it up and doing it, and how she was being totally abused on her first day at her new job. And so I found her, and I wanted it to be really dramatic and ridiculous. I was thinking it could be from a musical or something, and I settled on a pretty cheesy Clay Aiken song. And after I posted it, like 30 seconds later, I got an email alert that there was another jingle posted by Steve Lipton. And this is like 1:30 in the morning on a Friday. So Steve also was compelled to do something. So we'll play that one next, Drive, that Tony referenced a couple of times, but Nigel denied airtime. And then John Fitzpatrick opened that particular show with Someone Get Me Off This Jury, about Tony's jury duty from just a day before. And then L.S. Baker, Tony mentioned an RG3 song. He was talking about this one, Talking Small and Playing Big. So we're going to start with these 5 just-in-time jingles, and then we'll cut to some of the great, more evergreen jingles from the past week, some bonus songs, and then in the mailbag. So enjoy. It's going to be a fabulous episode of the podcast. As always, every episode is the best episode, so I hope you enjoy it.
What's the time they'll be playing?
Too late
for me. Could someone drive me to the theater? Or should I Uber it instead? And when the show is over, hold my hand. Can someone tuck me in? Guess it's time to pursue assisted living. What's my name? What's my name? Are they kidding? Thanks for watching. Don't they? Do they know who I am? Are they taking such a long break? When somebody could surely die, I thought this was the Rascals.
No, it's not.
I'm losing all my hearing. Guess it's time to pursue assisted living.
Mom, Dad, I finally made it. An internship at ESPN 980.
I just started this job today and already met a real strange old man. He called me Cliffy and told me his tires were flat. Gave me keys to his car. I was confused, but I'm still new, so I was polite. And though it seemed quite bizarre, the old man appeared to be 80, so maybe he's too old to drive. They're not paying me enough for this. This isn't right. This isn't right. I wanted to be on the air, on the radio at ESPN. Instead, I'm pumping air at a different kind of station. An internship to the stars. Maybe I'll act like that kid from last summer who never came by. What a day, what a start. Now it sounds like he wants a ride to the theater tonight. I guess I'll take some solace in this. I left on his lights.
Who's gonna tell Grandpa he's tempting fate? A stranger's sobering tone around, like some head of state. Who's gonna park the car in a space that's great? Who's gonna tell the band not to play late? You're willing to ride along, but in an hour less, you'll be gone. Who's gonna drive you to the zombies tonight? Oh, you know, Tone, this is wrong. Soliciting rides from just anyone. Who's gonna drive you to the zombies tonight?
Every 2 years, DC courts elect me. All will now see my sense of civic duty. Someone get me off of this jury. I'm a big celeb who'd skip if I could. Listen up good, do you know me? Well, you should. Won't you even comp parking for me? Now I'm there, just a guy in the hall reading. Then some dope, my pick he's tweeting. Gotta say, dude, that move is just creepy. Finally my name's called, they realize it's me, about to be free. Nope, just a pick with Billy. Celebrity life is so trying for me.
RG3 won't throw one more touchdown. RG3 won't get crushed and fall down. RG3 won't play another down for the Washington Redskins.
I hear the negativity.
Come on, man, that's dumb.
Everyone is out there doubting me.
Come on, man, it's dumb.
The best QB in the league. 'Cause I'm talking small and playing big. Don't take my job away from me.
Come on, man, it's dumb.
Don't you know that I am RG3?
Come on, man, it's dumb.
Come on, Gruden, give me the gig. 'Cause I'm talking small and playing big.
They say that playing QB is hard to do.
Now you know that it's true.
They say this might be the end.
Instead of playing quarterback, why not switch and play tight end? Don't tell me I'm rush run the ball.
Come on, man, it's dumb.
Don't you know that I don't know how to fall?
Come on, man, it's dumb.
Respect of a hog and not a pig. 'Cause I'm talking small and playing big.
Just lovely by L.S. Baker there. You know, it's a shame that Tony only has so many hours of the day, and as wonderful it is that they do play in more than one jingle per episode recently, there's still so many songs they don't get to on the show, so I'm glad that I had the chance to share a few of them here. This is hardly the best of, but it's ones that I think are representative and fun or had something interesting that I thought you all would enjoy. Now I want to feature six new songs from tkjingles.com, and the first one is by Rob Berg, who's been on a roll lately. This is Aaron Sorkin High. This got the rare double play on the show. Really, really enjoyed by Tony, Nigel, and the gang. Then Steve and Alexandria with This Show's So Bad. Then a new one by me, a parody of John Legend. And when I do these parodies, they tend to be in a couple of different buckets. And there's one bucket where it's like a song I love and I know really well, so I just want to do something with it. And then sometimes there's one like this, where there's an artist who I think is very overrated with a very weird voice, who I want to try to find a way to mock in some way. So that's in this bucket, so hopefully you enjoy that one. And then Rob Berg again, kind of building on an idea that Brad had had with a Hall & Oates tune, but doing it in his own way. And then by far the number one jingle of the week, The Man in White by Ron Moretti and Dan Simpson. And Ron has had some fantastic jingles at tkjingles.com. He did some of the great, great Johnny Cash parodies. There was that the orange-tinted Jew, that just a classic, classic jingle. And Ron, what he actually turned me on to something called Fiverr.com with two R's. It's a website where you can go and you can put a project idea out there for as little as $5 to recruit talent to do something for you. So you might want a website build, or you might want somebody to sing a song for you, whatever it might be. And you can pay as little as $5. And so Ron doesn't sing, but he's really smart and really funny. And so he writes these jingles and he goes to Fiverr.com and he found this guy, Dan Simpson, who just does an amazing Johnny Cash, and Dan's done a couple of songs now for him. And so we're gonna end this segment then with me trying to replicate that success. Rob Berg had done Balding Jordan Spieth, and I thought, oh, wow, I would love to hear somebody do that in the style of Adele so we could put that on YouTube. I bet that would be a big hit for TK Jingles and kind of spread the word about these stupid songs we're doing. I'm going to go do that. And so I went out and I put a project out, and I don't know what I spent, $10, $30, whatever it was not worth a dollar. other than for comedic value, because the gal that did this, I don't know what demo I heard, but it certainly wasn't her, because I listened to the demo, I said, oh yeah, this sounds like this could, she could pull off Adele, this would be interesting. And when I got back, you'll just have to wait and see. Absolute trash. So, several great Rob Berg songs here, some new stuff by Steve and myself and Ron Moretti, and then we'll end it with the Fiverr misfire of Belding Jordan Spieth.
He is sitting at a table slobbering every chance he gets. The other man wonders, who is this sycophant? And the first man says, hey Aaron, why don't you write me something smart to say? Sorkin looks at his watch, wonders how to get away. When Aaron agreed to have lunch, he thought, how bad could it really be? Do a favor for a mutual friend of theirs. But it's only been 10 minutes, and he wants to hang himself. Why would anyone believe you'd utter my soliloquy? And Aaron Sorkin wishes he were high, bummed out on mushrooms outside of space and time. And he'd literally rather be in the park watching mimes. Tony Kornheiser will be his downfall. 14 years of sobriety is under assault.
Because weather's just lucky, silly as a yuppie. Don't know what Uber rides were. Excellent Williams won't linger. TK salute is the finger. God's latest picks are the worst. For Reginald Creepy, I've got the monkey. This show's so bad, this radio I've had. Old Baldy's mad, show's so bad.
I walk in and start running my mouth. Management asks, what's the show even about? Features a lot of singing for no reason. They can't figure it out. I talk about whatever crosses my mind. Guess where I went to dinner last night? And you know I'm chilling, make a killing, just passing time. If you send me some candy, well, that'd be just fine. But if you want me to read your name, please send wine and send it all to me, and I'll mention you. Send your notes and all your letters, all your jackets, hats, and sweaters. I'll ask for more for free, pretty much all I do. What a charmed life that I am living. Got my own goddess, yeah, I'm winning. Cause I get it all for free. And I get it all from you.
Hall & Oates, baby. Hall & Oates. Let this play.
Crank it up.
Well, it's Clark, Rich Girl, and five more songs will smash hits. Number one on the charts, let's not omit. 10 more were top 10 AM. Yes, they wrote everything and played blue-eyed soul through several genres. And when you put it all together, that's a Hall of Fame resume. Oh, yeah, well, well, you. Their elevator mute.
the best-selling ever rock duo. TK and DA disagree with you. Well, listen to this.
Liz believes the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should be political and about insurgents.
I am saying rock and roll itself is political. So why have a Hall of Fame that they tribute to pleasure?
Well, I remember. Did the coasters often sing Machiavellian tunes? No, can do. Should we excise Sam Cooke too? How about noted anarchist Lou? If Armstrong did Frankie Valli start a revolution? What you mean is the pleasant realm.
Well, they ask me why I always say wear white. It's the only color that rhymes with bike and night. The color of surrender when you wanna give it up. And a color that a bride wears when she won't. It's the night that saves a damsel in distress. Don't forget Bjork's nightmare of a dress. It's worn by Mr. Clean, Casper the friendly ghost, polar bears and the Lone Ranger's horse. White sharks, white lies, and Moby Dick the whale. An elephant, if you're looking for a sail. Pegasus, a horse that the Greeks claim could fly. And white lightning that makes grown men wanna try. So white's a combination of all the colors. Wear it, and you're wearing all of the others. The reason why I say wear white is if it really matters. Here's a tip of the hat to the Stones and Mick Jagger.
And as awesome as that was, here's the flip side of that coin at Fiverr.com.
There's a golfer, 21 years old. Looks like he's 40 with his failing follicles. Doing battle with the vertiginous Jason Day, who has a beautiful head of hair. His hat is tailor-made. Dustin Johnson's hairline also heading north. Brandon Grace as well with a set like an export. Makes men hate themselves cause they can't get it on a green. And 70% of us have the androgen receptor gene. Shots on all the golf holes. You've seen his golf clubs. He struck through his golf balls. At the golf tournament, talking to Steve Sands, signing scorecards with his golf hands. He's won the first two majors, failed in Jordan Spieth.
It's like a Briar Tickets Unholy Offspring, Belding Jordan Spieth. Oh, God. What a train wreck. All right, so I wanted to play a couple of bonus songs here before the mailbag. Just a few one-offs. A classic song I just came across the other day by Dylan, who always writes really funny stuff, My Kid. And then a cover that we didn't get to in the covers episode because it was submitted a week or two later by Luke Overbay of Intergalactic Howard Fineman. And then since Ron Moretti had that awesome song this week, I wanted to play another one of his. This is performed by Eric Yanis, the best of the TK Jinglers.
I won an auction for a Tony golf date. And I'm bringing my son. He just turned 8. my kid, Tony, ask my kid, you won an Emmy, and we're post-columnist. Well, my kid is in third grade, and knows football statistics. Yeah, I'll bet no one else has a kid who knows about the NFL. My kid, it's all about my kid.
He's the transglobal emperor of the Huffington Post. Ariana is boss, but he's political poke. On anything governmental, he's so dope. If you really want to see him, you need a telescope. And when I say telescope, I mean Hubble. Presidents interviewed more than a couple. Like a policy bias, he'll burst your bubble. Step to him and you'll be in trouble. On big time shows, he's been a panelist. Honored by the society of pro journalists. But much more important than all of this, he's the father of celebrity internet. His progeny knows civics better than you, son. He even knows he's gonna win the next election. Ask him for knowledge to drop a metric ton. He's intergalactic, how we find fun.
For Mr. Tony's views on sports, weather and news, but mostly for his connection. Trying to find the fire it takes for a pair laced with sneakers. And if Nigel is kind, perhaps they will find that they rank among the best teenaging blurs. Gary John Fitzpatrick, Ryan and Patrick Moffitt from Sacramento. Jude Hughes, KJ, Joe Viva, Hammer, Lover, Eddie, Brad Weiss, and Joe Arro.
At home, the corn broadcast, his bathroom is not, is not sponsored. But why is the website orange? Also the logo. Ask Ron Burke, I heard he might know. Tony didn't give information, oh, and Nigel didn't read your funny email. About what you've heard.
Oh, man. Way more effort and talent than required to introduce the TK Jingles podcast mailbag. But Jason Fuse, thank you for that fabulous song, Jeremy. I'd like to remind you all, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com or send me feedback on Twitter @JerryNigrelli or on the Facebook at facebook.com/TKJingles. Love to get your feedback on this show and anything else. This podcast is running a little bit long, so I've only got two things I'm going to cover here in the mailbag. The first is in reference to the last couple of weeks. We've been ripping on Saliza pretty hard, and it's reinforced yet again. So Chris Saliza, who's on Tony's show like five times a week now, rarely ever responds to anything if you tweet him one of the jingles. But he did send out a tweet that Marvin Foster alerted me to, referencing some what he considered a hilarious parody called Goodbye OBC, a Candle in the Wind parody about the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier, with Saliza saying, hey, this is funny, everybody should check this out. And it's just such a kick in the balls to TK Jingles, because I'm not sure that Chris Saliza has ever done that for one of the songs that he actually is, on a show that features these songs. So I am encouraged more and more every day to post the Mike and Burke Nothing's Gonna Shut His Mouth jingle from the past couple of weeks. And then lastly, Robert Berg and I had some back and forth about Courtney and all of her stuff. She was trying to solicit some new jingles, and I was in touch with her via email, and you know, she mentioned that she really wanted me to do a song and yada yada yada. And anyway, I went to look at her feed, which is a very dangerous thing to do on Twitter, to look at a porn star on Twitter, because 99% of those tweets are going to be some salacious promotion of her latest film. And so I noticed that a lot of her tweets, the recent ones were about Tony Kornheiser, which is how I had clicked on it, but they were referencing other stars. And so I asked her, I said, well, what is this? Are you guys like all in a knitting circle or something? Or you're all friends? I just never really had thought about it before. And she said, yeah, we often enjoy meals together and compare notes. And so I just found that to be information for life that I thought I would share here. Just a really strange and random fact from a very different world, yet tangentially related to the Tony Kornheiser show and this broadcast. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you have feedback, you know how to reach me. I'll be back here next week with a very special duets episode. A lot of, and maybe even some trios and other things. But we're going to have a lot of awesome collaborations next week. Some cool new ones and a lot of great classics. So I hope you enjoyed this. And come back next week for even more great TK jingles. Oh, Carol. I should probably not do this. All right, that's enough. Cut, cut, cut.
Turning it around in one day when I asked Kate to do me a favor and put some air in my tires.